That's who wrote that song. Not the city. I like the city too. But anyway, so
he says hey, wearing his Red Sox hat.
Yeah. We got the Rational Revolution. We've got Dr. Kristen Lierley and me, Mark Becker. We are talking about the big topic of abortion, and we were talking on the other side about, you know, the idea about late term versus all of this stuff. And one of the things that also is brought up is, well, these things are, they're not safe for the mother. We have all the women just being, you know, brutally maimed during these procedures. Does that happen?
Tell me, please, GOP leaders who are saying
Andre
this.
Jacques.
Yeah, all of them.
Yeah.
Like, tell me how unsafe it is. And, like, I'd like to have that conversation with you.
Yeah.
Because the truth is that it's incredibly safe. Actually, having an abortion is much safer than having a baby.
Yeah, well,
like 17 times safer than having an actual pregnancy is hard on your body.
Yeah.
There are lots of things that can happen. And the less healthy we get as a population, we are not healthy, but as a population, blood pressure issues, diabetes, I mean, you name it, the more chances there are that we as the women could have issues. But also, you know, we're having babies later in life, so our babies are having more problems. Here's the thing that really gets me about the GOP, though. They're like, oh, we're going to take care of you. We want you to be safe. We protect the babies and the kids. Do they? Do you really see them actually stepping up for the kids? Because here's what I see. I see them touting crisis pregnancy centers, which are those like a pregnant, call 1-800-PREGNANCY.
Yeah.
So you go to that place and that place performs a sham ultrasound on you.
Yeah.
And they offer you some options and free diapers, but they don't offer you abortion as an option.
Right.
And this is a clinic that's not a clinic. It is not a healthcare clinic. They are not licensed. They don't have to be licensed. They are often federally or state funded, and they don't have to protect your privacy. They don't have to adhere to HIPAA. So people go to these places thinking that they're a clinic because they look like a clinic on the outside, and they get sham care.
Right.
And then they show up in my clinic with an ultrasound of their bladder that they think is their uterus because that's what they've been shown. And I'm like, okay, here's the information that you actually need. I mean, it is, it's dumbfounding. And when I look at the outcomes for children, like the other children in the family or the children born to women who are denied an abortion, the outcomes long-term for these kids are worse. Yeah. They show worse child development. They are more likely to live below the federal poverty line. They are maternal bonding. There are so many issues that go along with being the child of someone who was denied the abortion that they wanted.
Right.
So it's not like an oil change. You know, you just drive across the border and you get your oil change and you come back home and everything's fine. These are decisions that affect the trajectory of our lives, and that's why they have to be handled with care, with evidence, and allowing patients to have the autonomy to make their own decisions about their own bodies.
Right. Well, and you know, one of the things that, and it, like, I'm not a stupid person, but some of these things, I mean, so I was hit with a ton of bricks when I went to one of the appointments, and I don't know what was said or something, but the doctor looked at me and was like, this is a major medical procedure. Like, this is a major medical thing that will have, like having a child, birth. I didn't think of like the complications that could happen.
And you shouldn't have to.
Well, but they're like, this is funny. They're like, oh yeah, this is a borderline geriatric pregnancy. And they're like, bro, she's 34. Okay. Like, come on. My wife went in the car. She's like, geriatric.
Women
what?
Do not like that term. Oh, that God. Is the term.
Right.
Yeah.
Yes. I got the term right.
Yeah.
But you know, but it's reframing and it's having that perspective that I think so many of the guys, especially in the GOP, do not have.
Well, they think that every birth is joyful. Like, oh, you know, the baby comes out, there's light, and there's crying, you spank the baby. We don't do that, actually. I threaten sometimes, depending on how things are going. Every birth that I attend, I am constantly thinking, and actually every pregnancy that I take care of, I'm constantly thinking about, okay, what's her blood pressure? What is she telling me? Is there a problem brewing here? What are the risk factors? But especially the births, because so much happens in that short period of time and things could go south really quickly.
It is a whirlwind. Yes.
Yeah. But I don't want my patient to feel that.
No.
I want her to be enjoying it and to appreciate the smell of the essential oils in the room and the music and the support and the pushing and so all of that. So I'm trying to manage her experience while I'm watching for all of the other things.
Right.
Yeah. It's anything could go wrong at any time. Some of the most normal births I've attended have been some of the most challenging outcomes.
Well, and what's frustrating is so many of the arguments against is, well, because Jesus, you know, well, because, you know, Jerry Falwell.
Mm-hmm.
And it's based on religion.
Mm, yeah.
And that's, I grew up in a very Catholic household.
Me too.
Right.
Yeah.
And so to have the argument of we should take away healthcare from women because the Bible says, the Bible doesn't say that.
It seems to me that in the Catholic Church, and there have been a lot of the men who have written about the Catholic stance on yeah. abortion have had a lot of like variations about what's okay and what's not okay
yeah.
over time, like a lot yeah. of different opinions. But I don't think it's actually about abortion. I think it's about having sex without yes. the intent to procreate.
Right. Oh, yes.
And in fact, in the past, the penalties for abortion were not as bad as the penalties for anal and oral sex.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So, hey, Catholics, are you listening?
Right. Because it's like, you know, when in we're taught in as a Catholic, like, oh, you're gonna touch yourself. Oh, well, you're not doing that because you want a baby. Oh, you're a piece of crap. You're going to hell.
Yeah.
You know, that's what it is.
It is. But importantly, and there are a lot of us who are Catholics here, and by the way, most Catholics think that yeah. abortion should be legal for all or most
yes.
in most situations.
Yes.
But that's just Catholics. Baptists say it's okay if the mother's life is in danger. The UCC and Jewish folks support few or no exceptions. Protestants are somewhere in the middle. So how do we as a society say this is what everybody should do when we have lots of different faiths here?
Yeah.
And our faith traditions have different opinions about this. So that to me underscores that even if religion is the driving factor here, we still have to let people make their own personal decisions here
yes.
based on the things that they care about.
Well, and never before, but so often in this country, there is an issue that the overwhelming amount of the American public supports it.
Yeah.
And yet there's one side that wants us to go way back and regress from marriage equality, abortion, all this. The American people agree with this.
Yeah. Overwhelmingly.
Overwhelmingly. This yes. should not be a controversial issue.
No.
We could do a part two and a part three on this.
Let's keep talking.
Oh, my God. I know. And this is something that we have to keep going.
Mm-hmm.
Because this should not be a political issue.
And please have these conversations in your communities and with
yes.
your friends and family. They're hard. But I bet if you start the conversation, I bet folks will want to continue it.
Yes, I agree with that. On behalf of my gynecologist, Dr. Kristen Lyerly, congratulations on the show. So happy to have you.
Thank you, my friend.
This is The Rational Revolution. We'll see you next week.